Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Well, sometimes karma is a vicious little bitch. I'm just going to start it off that way. It's Stacy and Carol. Carol's filling in for Tony this week. He is on a very well-deserved vacation. But back to karma being a vicious little bitch. We have got the most amazing, complex story. I'm not even sure where to begin. I think what I'll do is I'll just read part of it. And Carol, I know you've got some more details about this creepy, horrible man. And then we will finish up with what happened to him last week, if that's cool with you.
Yes, let's go that way.
All right. So Dr. Morris Wortman, a prominent OBGYN in Western New York, had been the subject of controversy. He had also faced some protests from anti-abortion activists. In 2021, he was sued by the daughter of one of his former patients who became pregnant back in the 1980s. The lawsuit alleged that Dr. Wortman had secretly used his own sperm while falsely informing the patient that the donor was a local medical student. The lawsuit further claimed that he kept this secret even after the daughter, who turned out to be his biological child, became his gynecological patient. Ew!
I know, ew. So I, like, at that point, I had to start Googling this guy. Because I kind of at first thought that he might be the guy from the documentary on Netflix. Did you see that? It was called Our Father.
I haven't seen it.
So it's the same story. The guy on Netflix fathered 94 children that they know of.
Not nine or four, 94.
And, you know, and it wasn't a huge town. So, like, you almost have to do your DNA test before you even date.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's just horrific. Like,
sitting in the car making out with a guy. And it's like, you know, you seem really familiar to me.
We seem to have the same eyes. So this guy, I was like, I've heard this story before. Well, this is a separate story. This is not the same guy. So this poor woman, Morgan Hellquist. So she was his daughter, but she didn't know it because this son of a bitch is impregnating women, never thinking in a million years someone could do a DNA test and find out who their father is. But she said, this is so creepy to me, Stacy. She said, and I'm quoting from this Washington Post story, the first inkling that something was wrong came during an appointment, and this was last year, I believe. She alleged in a lawsuit that she had never known her biological father, having been conceived via artificial insemination. But she knew one thing, that he had done the impregnation of her mother. So then she goes on to become his patient. And so during an appointment, Wortman conducted a vaginal ultrasound on Hellquist, his daughter. And he had allegedly asked her to take her mask off because she looked better without one. He also, this is the creepy part, he also invited his wife into the examination room to meet Hellquist. I don't know if her feet were still in the stirrups or how that went down. No. So she could look at the woman's features and discern a physical resemblance to Wortman. And then he said, "You're a really good kid. Such a good kid." That's when it dawned on Hellquist that Wortman, a man she had known since childhood, from whom she had been receiving medical care for nearly a decade, might be her biological father.
Ew!
Is that so horrific?
Oh.
And then that's where it started. So then I think there are 9 siblings, half-siblings, total with this guy. And, you know, that's pretty horrific, especially some who might think they knew who their dad was or she never did know. That's just such a violation. And it's, I don't even know how I would wrap my brain around that if I was her mother to know what had happened.
Well, and think about it like this. It's not just that, okay, he was deceiving these women, but now this daughter, dad just did a vaginal exam on you, your dad.
Ew. Your dad. And I do think it's kind of weird, like, and I don't know how big this town is where they live. I mean, there's nothing wrong with going to the same gynecologist that your mother goes to.
Right.
But I don't know. Dad. I've always my entire life gone to a female gynecologist. I've never gone to a male. Other than the one who did my hysterectomy, he got to see all of the glory. But there's just something about it. I just want to be able to relate to a woman, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Not to gross out our listeners or anything here. Carol, I don't know if you talk about too much how long you've worked in radio, but I worked in radio for over 20 years and I'm not necessarily in a small town, but a medium-sized town. And I also had a hysterectomy. And as they're putting me under and they're about to put the mask on.
I think I'm
going to
totally relate to this.
So the doctor goes, "Hey, do you hear that? That's your station in the background." I'm like, "Huh?" We're in the operating room. Okay. I just climbed onto the table where you're, you know, ready to go and everything. And the doctor goes, "I listen to you every morning." And then the anesthesiologist puts the mask and goes, "Count from 10 backwards." And I'm like, oh my God.
That so happened to me. The same thing in my town. I go in for my hysterectomy. This is making me laugh. And so I sit down to do the check-in and the woman says, "Oh my God, we are all so excited. We've been waiting for you to get here all day because my check-in was at noon." And I'm like, so once they took out, you know, my uterus or whatever, were they like, "Oh my God, here's Carol Hughes's uterus, you guys."
Wow, it's a famous uterus. Oh my God.
So, oh my God, that makes me laugh. Yes, I can totally relate to that.
That is so funny. But oh my gosh, it's, you know, it's something when you're small town famous or even medium town famous, it's something that you have to
it's
go through,
thing.
You know, yeah. You go in for your breast exam and the doctor's like, "Yeah, so what you were talking about on the show yesterday," and you're like, "You got my boob in your hand, okay?" Can we talk about this in about 5 minutes?
Oh,
it's a little
yes,
bit
I can
awkward.
Relate to that.
Excellent. So let's get back to this horrible guy, because to me, it has a very happy ending.
I think it's karma.
I think so, too. So the story goes, he tragically died recently in a plane crash. The incident occurred when the experimental aircraft he was a passenger in fell apart mid-flight and crashed into a field. The pilot, however, also died in the accident, Earl Luce Jr. It was his plane that he was piloting. I've got a little bit of a Wisconsin connection to this story. Earl Luce, the guy who created this plane, it was an experimental aircraft. And here in Wisconsin, in Oshkosh, we have the Experimental Aircraft Association. I don't know if it was exactly this plane, but one of his prototypes is actually in the museum in Oshkosh. So kind of a strange twist to the story, but unfortunately Earl died in this crash. Now the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, is investigating this Whitman W5 Buttercup airplane crash. Preliminary findings suggest that the aircraft's wings became detached from the fuselage and just fell to the freaking ground, while the fuselage continued westward for a significant distance before finally crashing into the field.
Could you imagine that? Like, gotta, you're know, still moving like, without wings. This does not end well.
Holy shit, the wings just fell off. What do we do? You can't do anything.
No, you will lose all control.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not much of a, that experimental aircraft looks like fun. Can you give me a ride? That's not my thing. But if even if it was one of my good friends, it's like, hey, I got my experimental aircraft and I'd like to take it up. Would you like to go? Like before that sentence would even be finished, I would be like, oh, hell no. Mm-mm. If I have an experimental motorcycle I would like to give you a ride on. Oh, hell no. I just wouldn't do any of that.
I would be a little more inclined to do that because we're on the ground. You know, let's go around the block and see how it handles.
Yes, if I was to do that. But I'm like, oh, hell no. I can get from point A to B, point fine, just fine in a number of different ways. I do not need to be on your experimental motorcycle. But when you're up in the air, there's no hope. Like,
no.
At least, you know, maybe you might be able to slow down your vehicle and come to a stop. Or maybe there's a way you end up crashing it where you don't die. But when you're up in the air and you're going down,
you don't have a lot of options. Mm-mm.
It just feels like karma to me.
It's exactly what it feels like to me. And I'm so sorry that Earl had to die, to quote a country song. But sorry, you know, whoever you're associating with, this doctor, alleged Dr. Morris Wortman, was just a horrible creature. And you know, I don't know if they were friends. I don't know why this guy was a, you know, a passenger in this airplane. I'm not sure what their connection was, but I guess Earl had to die for the doctor's sins.
Guess so.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.